Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, as we always do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, and this Sunday is Palm Sunday. This is the day when so many people came out with palms to greet Jesus as he came through the city on a donkey. And some of those very people who cheered him, who followed him on that Sunday, ridiculed and mocked him on Good Friday, and watched the horrendous crucifixion of him. Oh, brothers and sisters, we are such a mixed people, aren't we, inside? Each of us. I'm not talking about one to the other, but inside ourselves. We have such good intentions in some ways and good motives and sometimes very good acts that we do for people. And then we fall, and we fall hard. God can use even that, because when we come back to him, when we've fallen, and especially if we've fallen very hard, and we come back to him, what happens is that we don't have as much trust in ourselves, or we shouldn't have as much trust in ourselves as we thought we could have. We see ourselves as weak and weaker, and that's actually a good place to be. Because then you say, Lord, I want you to be my Savior. I can't save myself. Lord, please help me. I've sinned. I've fallen short. I try to get up. I try to follow you, and then I fall again. And I sin. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. And at some point, God's grace will reveal to you how far you've come. Just look at him and keep your face fixed on his and keep going. Don't give up. Even when you stumble, even when you fall hard, get up. Keep going. Because God will honor you and reward you for the fight, for the warfare that you went through and that you did not give up. You will be mightily rewarded. First reading for this Palm Sunday is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 7. The Lord has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning he opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard, my face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. Jesus died on our behalf. He suffered the shame of us all. But he knows the one he serves. Do you? Do I? Do we know our Father in heaven? Have we listened to Jesus revealing the Father? Have we paid attention to how Jesus reveals the Father? Read the Gospel of John, especially chapters 14, 15, 16, 17. Read those chapters. Look how Jesus reveals the Father, by describing his relationship with the Father. And that relationship is for us. It's for us too. Do we know Jesus as our Savior? Do we know, as I so often say, do we know how desperately we need a Savior? So we thank him. On this Palm Sunday, we thank him for the truth that he has rescued me from eternal death. And if I follow him, I will know eternal life. Psalm 22, my God, why have you abandoned me? That was the cry of Jesus on the cross. He felt abandoned. In his human condition, He knew the truth. He suffered everything for us so that when we feel abandoned, when we feel lost, when we feel rejected, when we see our friends turning against us or at least running away from us, when we've endured all of that, we know we have a Savior who went before us and endured all of that we might know the truth. And the truth is that God will receive us into His kingdom. My God, why have you abandoned me? That's what he cried out on the cross. That psalm. Jesus memorized scripture too. And he cried out that psalm. And he describes exactly, in a sense, with this psalm, he describes exactly what's going on with him. They instead of tearing up his cloak, they threw dice for it to determine who would get it. They divide my garments among them, and for my vesture they cast lots. But you, O Lord, be not far from me. O my help, hasten to aid me. This is a good psalm to pray when you're going through difficulty, when you feel abandoned. Know that Jesus went before you. Know that God will not fail you. The second reading is from Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Coming in human likeness and found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Those verses, chapter 2 of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11, that's a section I've memorized. I pray it a lot. Though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled himself. He became obedient. If God in Christ did that for me, should I not follow in his footsteps? And the gospel for this Sunday is taken from Matthew 26, verses 14 to 27. Verses 14 to 27, and then it continues, because this is the whole gospel. We're not going to read that long gospel today. But what I am going to do, because we do not have time in this program, and how I wish that we did, I'm going to take a shortened form of it. But I want you, if you can, read this out loud today. Read this gospel out loud. You're going to read it again during the week. But today, read it out loud for yourself. This is Matthew 26, verse 14, to Matthew 27, verse 66. That is the whole gospel. I'm going now to read the shortened form. Please take time to read the entire gospel for this Palm Sunday. Now Jesus stood before the governor, who questioned him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said, "You say so." And when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he made no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they are testifying against you?" But he did not answer him one word, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now on the occasion of the feast, the governor was accustomed to release to the crowd one prisoner whom they wished. And at that time they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had assembled, Pilate said to them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, called Christ? Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" And they answered, "Barabbas." And Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, called Christ?" And they all said, "Let him be crucified." Look at the mob mentality, brothers and sisters. We face that today, pay attention. They all said, let him be crucified. But he said, why? What evil is done? They only shouted the louder, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he was not succeeding at all, but that a riot was breaking out instead, he took water and washed his hands in the sight of the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. Look to it yourselves. And the whole people, listen to this, the whole people said in reply, his blood be upon us and upon our children. They don't know what they're saying. It's horrendous what they're saying. We'll take responsibility. Let it be on us. And then he released Barabbas to them. But after he had Jesus scourged, he handed him over to be crucified. And then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus inside, and they strip off his clothes. They throw a military cloak around him. They weave a crown out of thorns that they pound into his head, and they mock him. They spit upon him. Brothers and sisters, look what Jesus endured for you and for me. Come on, look at it. As they were going out, they meet a Cyrenian named Simon. How often does God ask us to help someone to carry their cross? Do we say yes or no? The man they pressed into service. He didn't want to. They pressed him into service. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, they gave Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he had tasted it, he refused to drink. And after they had crucified him, they divided his garments by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And there they placed over his head the written charge against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Brothers and sisters, Jesus loves you so much that he suffered. He was falsely accused. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. He was tortured. He was condemned. He was kicked. He was spit upon. He couldn't breathe. Brothers and sisters, Jesus endured that for you, for your sin. Please take the time today, because I don't have the time on this program, take the time to read the whole gospel narrative of the passion and death. Certainly you're going to hear it at Mass on Sunday. Yes, but take it by yourself in the silence of your own heart. Read through it and ask yourself, do I thank him enough for what he has done for me? He gave his life for me. He so values us that if you were the only person living, he would have died for you. You're not part of a mob. He knows you by name and knows every detail of your life, knows you better than you know yourself. And he suffered horribly and died a horrendous death for you, that you might live with him for all eternity. Brothers and sisters, I ask us to really ponder today and tomorrow and Sunday this gospel narrative from Matthew. Ponder it, reflect on it. Ask God to give you the grace to be more and more grateful. Ask God to give you the grace to follow him more and more closely. You need it. This world needs it. Will you say yes? God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.